Kicking it off. Boom. We start with the bang. Nerd atmosphere. Oh, fuck. That was probably too loud. Maybe. I probably blew out your ears if you're listening to this on the headphones. But yes, Nerd Atmosphere is back. That's right. Season 2, episode 1. And guess what? Here we go. Tran. Michael Tran. The man, the myth, the legend. Something. The Asian. He is now the permanent co-host. All right. So we're going to be co-hosting Nerd Atmosphere. Yeah, I'm excited. So, you excited?
Yeah, let's see where this journey embarks.
Journey embarks.
Yeah.
end up somewhere like in Somalia or some bullshit. How the fuck do we end up here? I say that because, you know, we got the leafy background. Yeah, we got a nice background. Yeah, we're looking pretty fucking official. I might say so. We got a matching V-necks. Well, mine's great, but close enough. Yeah, so it's one of those things. White Claw, sponsor us.
That's true.
I'm excited. I hope you're all excited. It's been a while since I did the last episode. And fuck, I don't even remember when the last time I did an episode. It's been a minute.
It's been.
This quarantine did not help anything at all. Like, fuck shit up.
When did I do that episode?
Like, you were August? Like episode 2. No, dude, that was past that.
Like before that?
The beginning of the year.
Oh, so it's been a year.
It's been a year. It's almost been a year.
It's been a year.
God damn. That's been a year. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's been a good year.
And I've been lazy about it, too, though. So, to my defense, I've been a little bit on the lazy side. But, whatever. I'm back. We're back. We get, you know. One of my biggest things with doing the whole podcast is I didn't like doing them solo.
Yeah.
I hated doing that shit solo. I think just to the fact that, I'm like, don't get me wrong, I love talking to the camera, but anytime I like to do solo stuff, it's like if I'm going to be doing like my photo or filming shit, you know, and more in like a professional atmosphere, not so much of like what this is, you know, dark humor, bullshit, then
I personally
fuckeries.
Think that it's better to have someone to do stuff with, you know, just in general, not even.
He wants to hold my hand.
Just sometimes.
Sometimes.
In private.
Maybe
in public.
Why is my chair so high?
I don't know. I lowered mine.
No, I think you should hire yours. Okay. I think I should bring yours higher. I look taller there than you, but that's I'm fine. Not. All right.
Let me sit up in my chair.
Yeah, there you go. Fucking, he's taller than me, so me looking like I'm taller, people are like, he's single, ladies.
I like to
hit him up.
I like to slouch in my chair and just kick back.
Yeah, that's how you cause back problems.
Shut up.
Sound like anyways. A mom. Anyways.
Anyways. So what's new? What's new?
Well, got a girlfriend. She's awesome. Well, sorry, ladies. I'm taking.
How the times have changed.
Not like if they were like going at me or something.
How the times have changed.
That's good, man. I like her. I really like her, man. She's awesome. Yeah, it's exciting. See where life will take us. And I've been trying to get into anime. Oh, oof, yeah, I know. Trying to send him down the dark rabbit hole that is the anime life.
Nope.
You should start watching anime. I've told you this. You have to. Why? It's you just have to find the right show. All right. It's like trying to find the right like drink.
But anime is like nerdy. Like I can nerd over other shows.
Like what? What do you nerd over?
I don't know, like South Park.
Yeah, well, clearly, yeah.
Because South Park's more like up to date, like current events, you know, like.
Yeah, all right, so South Park. I love South Park, and we've had this conversation. Like, it was so bad. We destroyed South Park like during the beginning of the quarantine.
Yeah.
And we were like so fucked after that, and I was kind of like, fuck, what do I watch now? Because I was watching South Park for like the longest minute, and I was like, fuck, like this is fucking great, and. And I waited to him to catch up. I waited for you to catch up.
Yeah, because I stopped for a good minute. Yeah. And then since we're back in quarantine, I was like, what can I do? And we're just sending each other like South Park memes. And I was like, I gotta get back into this, you know?
It's so bad though, you know. Like I we could talk some dark humor bullshit and everything, but fuck, like we are probably so tame compared to what South Park is, though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just I don't. Well, maybe off camera, we're probably not as tamed.
Yeah.
We do talk some bullshit, but speaking of memes, fuck, man. I feel like this quarantine has been completely taken over by TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. I spend most of my days on TikTok. I wake up, it's TikTok.
Bring that fucking mic closer to your mouth. Oh. Like if you're trying to suck it.
Oh. Hey, man, don't embarrass me like that. Oh,
I'm embarrassing all the time.
Was it too low? Oh, yeah, it is too low.
Yeah, it's too low. You got to get it there. The people need Tran. They need the Asian in this, all right? The Asian.
Anyways, aside from sticking things close to my mouth, back to this TikTok thing. Yeah, TikTok totally has taken over my life for sure.
It's taken part of my life. Yeah,
Robin as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
With TikTok, dude, I feel like I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Okay.
I love it because it's entertaining as fuck, but I hate it because it's too damn entertaining. And I waste too much fucking my time and day and night. And I probably lose. Like, if I can't sleep and, like, I jump back on my phone, I know it's a bad fucking habit. Like, the moment I click on that TikTok app, I'm fucked. Because I'll be, like, scrolling. Yeah. And me being a fucking nerd, you know, I'll get stuck in the anime section for a minute. I'm just, like, watching weeb bullshit. Or if it's, like, comedic shit, like, anything. I'm fucked.
I was just, like, for me, like, I actually fall asleep with my phone in my hand still unlocked on TikTok.
Still swiping.
Yeah, like I'll hear that.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Like, fuck it. What's the other one? You know? I would wake up, and I'll be like, damn, dude, I'm still on TikTok? Shoot. But
still swiping it up, too.
But I use my TikTok.
When you should be swiping right or left.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm cool. We'll leave that for another time.
We'll leave that for another episode.
But yeah, I use TikTok for. I like the cooking. The cooking on there.
Cooking is definitely interesting.
Cooking?
I think. For TikTok, but besides anime stuff, I'd have to definitely say I get stuck watching any project stuff.
Okay.
Like anytime they like restore like an old furniture or like they're doing like a house project, I always find it interesting, especially like stuff that like, oh, I could do that. So, but I probably never will.
Yeah.
But I think project stuff is definitely one of the more interesting stuff.
Car projects are pretty cool.
Yeah, there's this guy with a junkyard Mustang that he bought like some junkyard Mustang. And like I said, wasted too much time in my life in TikTok.
I'm pretty sure if we what's that iPhone setting that shows you like all the timing stuff? I'm pretty sure TikTok's like number one on my list fuck. Too.
It definitely went from Instagram.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Second is Instagram.
Yeah, because I fought trying not to go on TikTok for the longest time.
Yeah.
I refused to go on TikTok. I think I told you to go on TikTok, didn't I?
Yeah. Because we kept on sending each other stuff, and I didn't have the app, so I was getting tired of opening it
so,
on my browser.
Because what had happened is that one of my Marine buddies, he would send me, like, the TikTok videos, like, the links, and I'm like, I don't have TikTok. I don't want to watch this. Like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, fuck it. All right. Like, clearly, like, it must be super funny if I got to watch. So I download the thing, not know it. I feel like it's a process. Like, you go there. You want to start, like, you start watching what people send you, and then you kind of go down the rabbit hole, and then you kind of see this bullshit of, like, teenagers trying to get super crazy famous off of shaking their ass, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then you see, like, millennials like ourselves, we're kind of just, like, trying to figure out the mix of TikTok, and then, like, you have, I don't know, it's a fucking shit show. But it's a phenomenal shit show, and I love it, though.
It's an entertaining.
It definitely is an entertainment. I don't know. I think with TikTok, is like, you could get weirdly, like, famous super fast, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, literally your first post could just get a million likes. A million likes. Not even views. Views. Like, it could be, like, 12 million views and, like, 1 million likes. And that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it could be the most. And here's the thing that I wouldn't say makes me mad or, like, gets me. Is the fact that it's, like, it could be the most randomest fucking thing.
Yeah. I really want to know how TikTok throws out their algorithms.
Yeah, their algorithms are true.
Like the For You page. Like, how do you know people want to see this crap? You know, like.
Man, I don't know. The one thing that, like, so, like, I've played around with TikTok. Like, try to make a video here and there to see what. Because, like you said, it's. I'm very analytical and I try to play around with algorithm. Like I kind of figured out Instagram when it first came out. Then like YouTube, that's YouTube's like just a grind. It's a hustle in my opinion.
Yeah.
And like Twitter, same thing, but you kind of have to troll on it. Like everything has its way of like doing its thing.
Actually, speaking of algorithms, I actually saw
fucking up already.
Yeah, I actually saw someone's tutorial on how to get famous on TikTok. I think it's almost like the same thing as Instagram. You have to like constantly post. Like you got to post at least 3 times a day. So you're constantly on there, and the trend is kind of real because people that I follow on TikTok, right, actually post like 2 or 3 times a day.
Really?
Yeah, and like you're like, oh shoot, you know, like maybe that's why they're so famous or like popular.
I've some of the stuff that I would think that would never get a lot of views from what I've posted has gotten so many views. And what I would thought was going to get a lot of views, like, you know what? People really like this. You know, like it's informed, like a podcast piece or me working out some bullshit that I thought was going to get views. Almost nothing. I post something like, hey, I got a question about this. Fucking just, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? It's the weirdest thing. Like, what did I ask? So one video I had posted, I literally had my cousin's dog and I walked into the mirror and like, this is my cousin's dog, Riley. Just fucking got like 30 new followers, like 1,000 like views. I was like, the fuck is this? And then I try to post like something cool, like me doing like the videos I post on YouTube, you know, like that'll do good on YouTube. Like the commercial bullshit that I, with the White Claw, nothing, like 10 watches. And like, all right, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like you had to be more informal. You know,
outside the box of informality.
You know, yeah. I don't know. TikTok's weird. It's bullshit.
I love it. Run by China.
Yeah,
it's run by China.
Run by China.
Owned by China.
Owned by China. Yeah, they're probably listening to this right now.
Tracking us.
I mean, they can track me all I want. I mean, realistically, where are they gonna get like dick pics on my phone?
I'll get more than that, but I won't bring it up.
I'm all delete. They know too much.
Go to the deleted files. Delete again.
Cookies. Fuck it. God, throw the phone. a new phone and everything. iCloud, son of a bitch.
I know, right? I was gonna say, what about your iCloud, bro? Shoot. But yeah, man.
Man, yeah, this quarantine's fucked everything, though. It's. Man, I think the biggest trip for me is going out shopping to the grocery store. I mean, we've talked about this before.
Oh, okay. Well, what?
In the sense of like, it's just seeing everybody else with a mask.
Oh, yes, like, yes, yes.
It's a fucking trip. I think we should have had our masks on. Like,
to start it. That's what we should have done. Yeah, you're right.
It's just like a big plastic shield in the middle.
You can't see this, but there's a plastic shield.
There's a plastic shield right here. You can't see it. It's like perfect, so perfectly, like, what's it called? Sorry, girlfriend. If you watch this, take care.
Or no mas.
Oh, she got my heart.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so there's a seal here. You just can't see it. Yeah. There's a seal, like, right, oh, even though I'm touching it.
Go lower. Hey, ooh. Hey. But, yeah, man, back to this whole quarantine stuff with the mask, like, I was one of those dudes that didn't care, you know, to wear a mask wherever I go.
Like, me and our other friends would literally fucking text them. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know,
yeah.
We took it a little bit more serious. You know, me being old as fucking shit.
Yeah, so.
Especially Thomas.
Yeah,
he gets so mad.
I don't know why, but like going to the store and like seeing people like actually wearing masks and gloves, I don't know, it makes me feel sick. Like, I feel gross, like, just to be around other people.
Feel like a dirty girl?
Yeah, well, let's not touch on that subject yet, but yeah, like I feel dirty. And like, I'd go home and be like, ugh, I gotta go shower, you know? Touching all kinds of stuff out there.
It's like I just sold myself. Reminds me of that meme, that gif of that guy holding that bar soap and he's crying in the shower.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It made me do it.
Freaking selling yourself off the corner.
I want a mascara. One pump, one mask.
I couldn't afford it, so I didn't sell myself so I could buy some. He promised me.
The mask has a hole in it. Going back to TikTok, so I saw this fucking lady, no bullshit, like the guys at the counter, he's like watching, he's like, yo, this fucking Karen, no fucking bullshit, is goes up to him, has a fucking face mask and literally has a hole on her mouth area, and he's like, so what's going on with your mask, you made a hole in it? She's like, yeah, it's hard to breathe. I'm like, that's the whole fucking point, Bendeja, like, what the fuck?
Oh shit.
He's like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, no problem, all right, get the fuck out of here.
Oh shoot, speaking of other stuff from quarantine, what are your thoughts on the whole parade car passing by for like someone's graduation or birthday or something like that?
I mean, I don't know, dude, it's a trip. I mean, I really don't really have much of an input on it. I think it's interesting. Just don't go down my street and don't honk your horn.
Oh, well,
trying to sleep.
Well, since you said it like that, I actually saw a TikTok with the Karen that actually came out and actually stopped the traffic. And
was it with the supercars, like race cars and the Corvette?
The muscle cars?
I was watching actually yesterday.
That was hilarious. Oh, no, it was on YouTube.
And then he went back. They made a second video trying to go back to see if she came out. And the whole community was like so happy. Yeah. Like they were like taking photos.
Actually, to that Karen, she put her house up for sale.
No bullshit.
Yeah, they drove by. Yeah, they were like, yeah, they put the for sale sign up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, all her neighbors don't like her. Yeah.
Seriously, what the fuck? That's real Karen right there.
To all the Karens out there.
We love you.
We don't like you.
We don't like you.
Yeah. Oh, now we got to wash our hands, bro.
Fuck,
oh,
man. There it is. Just don't touch each other.
Yeah. Oh, that was too good.
See, this is why I wanted him on this podcast. It's just, we vibe. He tries to kiss me. I stop him. I try to kiss him. I'm just playing. We don't.
And then I let him.
But no contact. No contact.
For now. For now. Till.
Hey, shut the fuck up. No hay nomás.
Oh, no más. Mira nomás.
Mira nomás. No pues. My girlfriend sees this. She's going
to
be like,
I was about to say,
this
I was
is
like,
the guy
I was
I'm
like,
fucking
I was,
dating.
I was like, it's nothing personal.
It's nothing personal.
I was his lover first.
He'll leave. Like, so this.
I'm gonna turn it into a TikTok bro.
Oh, the he was mine before me. Oh
my God. Don't worry, sweetheart.
Don't sweetheart. She's like, shoot. This is the guy I'm fucking dating, and this is his best friend. I'm like, yeah. I tell him like, if he ever gets married, I will fight any of his other friends to be his best man. For the record.
To all my buddies that are watching this, I guess you got to fight him too.
Bueno más. Bueno más. Oh, fuck. All right. This is over. Yeah, so, the year of the Karen, that's 2020 for me. That's what I call it. It's been literally dealing with just people in general, man, with this whole bullshit quarantine and how they react to it. And, like, why don't you have a mask? And, like, I'm in my front yard.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what though?
I get their concern, you know, like, but if I'm in my own front yard talking to my cousin, like, you don't know my fucking business, like.
Yeah. Like, you're 6 feet apart, freaking leave me alone. I'm on my own property, you're not near me, leave me alone.
Yeah, I think if you're on your own property, I mean, that's your, you know, clearly our thoughts are our thoughts. You might disagree, I respectfully disagree with you, so fuck you. But, but I still love you.
Yes, we still love you.
Karens. We're speaking to the Karens of the world. You know who you are. I thought it was so funny that they're trying to make it illegal to tell women that they're Karens.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What if your name is Karen?
Let's back that up. Freedom of speech. You can call anyone a Karen. You can call anyone anything these days, and they got to be okay with it.
They don't have to be okay with it.
But your rights aren't trumped over anything, you know, like. That's an interesting. Man. But anyways, that's pretty interesting, though, with the Karen.
Mm-hmm.
People are actually trying to.
Yeah, like they were trying to like do this whole bill thing and like you try to spread out and it's kind of like, look, if you're going as far of trying to make a bill, you really are a fucking Karen. Like there is like I could only imagine whoever's like just like reading whatever fucking bill or like whatever bullshit and be like, you fucking Karen. Thank God I'm never going to go for politics. That's unless I'm going to go for president.
I think going back to this mask thing real quick. I don't know if you saw this one TikTok of a cop, right? It was a public service announcement, mm-hmm. right, to the community. He goes, we like to thank everyone wearing their mask because you're doing your part and you're keeping yourself safe and everyone else safe. But come to realize that if you're driving in your own vehicle, you do not need to have your mask on, because we've been getting a lot of phone calls of people almost passing out while driving. Like I don't know what's wrong with America these days, you know, but I guess, hey, you know the saying, common sense ain't so common, I guess, you know?
It's not. It is truly not. Common sense is, it really isn't common.
Yeah.
I see an adult do something. And even as a kid or as a teenager, I would see somebody do something and think like, oh, they probably get it. And then like you look at them do something, you're like, oh, they're not smart. They don't have common sense.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just my opinion, like when it comes to different things. But that's a whole another episode, a whole different tangent of common sense. Yeah. We'll get into that to another time. But Karens, we love you, but we don't like you. You make the internet entertaining. That's for sure.
I'm waiting for Karen to comment on this. And if you do comment, Karen,
we love you, but we don't like you. We're whispering into your ear. Seduction.
I'll give you the contact number to my lawyer.
You even have a lawyer?
Our lawyer.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I said, if my girlfriend watches this, she's kind of like, this is the guy I got myself into. Like, well, you know, this is.
Good luck. You have both of us now. Hey.
Background.
It falls.
Oh, fuck. Not so official now, are we? Fucking goddamn nerd atmosphere with their budget. Fucking don't even got an assistant. Okay. No ass bitch.
The light swings down, hits us in the face. Like everything just falls apart.
The light swings. Fucking Soa comes in. There's like some fucking meth lab on the outside of the camera view. Like like some bullshit illegal shit going on. Like all this shit.
The
like
cookies,
camera slides.
The cookies. So where we're at right now. We're at our like personal office, I would say, right? And
it's a personal office.
Yeah,
basically.
There's other mm-hmm. offices around us, mm-hmm. and every time we show up, doesn't matter what time it is, it always smells like cookies, like bakery, so like it's basically like Disneyland, like Main Street.
Oh yes, yeah, Main Street, like Disneyland. Main Street.
That's like, the best way to describe it. It smells like that.
But we just don't know where it's coming from.
We like I think like, when we got here today, I was just
it was
like
the strongest order tonight too.
Yeah,
like,
I was like we're gonna find out where this cookie factory's at or bakery or whatever. We're gonna.
I don't know where it's at. Yeah, and like I mean, technically, they shouldn't even be baking cookies here. That's the funny thing.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, but no burn. No, yeah, but you guys don't know where we're at. So, but yeah, like I want to find this bakery, and then I want to blackmail them. And then they're going to watch this video, and then they're going to have...
If you see us next time here with cookies, you already know what's up.
Cookie gang. White Claw sponsors and cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want sponsors. I want to make money. Why not? People tell me, like, well, why do you want to do a podcast? Well, I want to do this for fun and make money off of it and pay bills. Why not, right?
Why not enjoy what you do and get paid
exactly.
for it?
Exactly. So, yeah. Subscribe, comment, like, follow us. But sorry, girls, you can't talk to me. But you can talk to Michael.
I'll mow your lawn. Literally. I don't know what to say. Like
I don't know what to say. He'll mow
your lawn. What else can I do during this quarantine?
You can mow your lawn in shirtless and with the short shorts. You know, he's got legs for days. Better than nice for legs than me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I get don't.
Ladies, them calves though,
they real.
Fucking, I wish I had his calves. Like,
why are we focusing all the attention on me?
Because you're the new like co-host. You're like permanent co-host. We're taking this shit off. But going back to like co-host and all that stuff, there's one subject I did want to talk to you about because we were talking about it a bit earlier.
Okay.
And but we'll talk about it after our quick 2-minute break.
Okay. You're just gonna cut that.
We're gonna slide.
Are you just gonna cut this out? I was just like, are you just gonna cut this out?
not to burp and shit while I'm like fucking.
No, it's not my mic. All right, we're back. Well, at least I'm back. Loser.
Sorry. Just because you have a girlfriend doesn't mean I can't. I gotta answer my phone too. Jeez. Fuck. Hey, question.
No, answer.
Yeah, we're trying to get monetized and stuff.
Yeah.
We can't be swearing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what beeping's for.
Oh, okay. Are you actually going to go in here and
beep all this stuff? Well, at least for the YouTube shit, you know.
Puta madre, güey.
Well, for...
Pinche puto.
Fuck, man. Stop with your beep. Like, beep. It's like for the next, like, after the break, she's like, beep, beep, bleep, bleep, bleep. Anyways, all right, so we're back from our little break. But there is a subject I wanted to talk to Tran about. So me and Michael Tran over here, Michael. I'm not used to saying his first name, by the way. But anyways, we are big fans of another podcast called Call Her Daddy. They are owned by Barstool and all this stuff. And for those who have ever watched or listened to, most likely listened to Call Her Daddy, It's a co-host of Alexander Cooper and Sophia Franklin. They're the two co-hosts, and they got a huge, and I mean a huge amount of following when they started their podcast. Yeah, like,
they blew up.
They blew up. You know, they talked about sex, taking stuff up their vaginas, ass, all that kind of bullshit, you know, and all the sex that they've had with men, and the times they cheated, and it's just a lot of scandalous shit. But it was comedic. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. And all that stuff, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. A lot of informative shit, truly.
Yes.
But just entertaining and overall. And so I guess their whole situation, like, they, like, so you start with the whole gist of it. Because I know you recently just listened to, like, with, what's his name? Dave Pontia, the CEO of Barstool.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the situation?
It sucks that Call Her Daddy wasn't on for, what, like a good, like, few months, right? Four months that they didn't, like, release an episode or they haven't been in their office.
Yeah, so, like, basically they stopped making, the last episode they recorded was, like, right before the whole quarantine hit New York.
So.
And that was, like.
March?
February.
Oh, okay.
New York got hit hard a lot harder.
March, okay.
Yeah, so, like, they got straight into quarantine, like, around February. End of February, beginning of March, basically.
Okay.
So, it's been a minute, for sure. And, I think, like, so, we were kind of, like, radio sound, like, because we followed their Instagram.
Yeah.
And we followed their podcast.
They've been really quiet, and I asked Robert here, I was like, have you heard anything about, like, Call Her Daddy, man? And he's all like, nah, like, something's going on, like, legally. And like, literally, like, a week later, you know, they released this podcast, yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yeah, so Dave Pontia, the CEO of Barstool, he posted a podcast. And so I found out that he posted because he posted on the Instagram page, the Call Her Daddy Instagram page. Yep. Like the daddies versus Ponty. I don't know. It was like something in it, like a read description. So I listened to it. I was probably actually one of the few. So apparently the when it came out, I guess the lawyers tried to I don't know whose lawyers were trying to take it down or some bullshit. I don't know. Like a lot of people couldn't listen to it at first.
Yeah.
I was able to listen to it.
Yeah. I couldn't. So like when I saw the podcast went up, I hit up Robert and I was like, hey man, I can't listen to this. Can you listen to it?
I was literally listening to it as he sent me the message. So apparently the whole situation was like Sophia and Alex, I guess Sophia's dating this guy named Peter Nelson, who's like
HBO executive, vice president of the HBO Sports.
Oh no! So he's the VP of that's a big,
well. That's what I got from the
so podcast. Big dicking and big money over here, basically, or small dicking or big.
Yeah,
money.
I don't know. One of this big dick stuff. But anyway,
must be though because of the whole situation. Yeah. I must say, but either way, so I guess Sophia, they called him Suit Man in the podcast, and like she was dating him because she would never name him, and I guess they were shopping around. The one thing that Barstool had smartly done, like I guess when they started the contract with Call Her Daddy, was that they got the what's it called, the intellectual property for the Call Her Daddy name. And Sophia and Alex were trying to jump ship and trying to get paid more, but the problem was that they were under a 3-year contract and they still hadn't finished their first year contract. So it sucks though because this is like one of my favorite podcasts to listen to just for a really good laugh, like from some of the outrageous shit we would listen from there.
Yeah, it was very entertaining.
Nonetheless.
Like they're the number one podcast again. Like, yeah. just because the president freaking of Barcelona.
Yeah,
like,
Dave Pontier was, yeah. I'm going to call him daddy right now.
Freaking.
Yo, like, but the fact that he went above and beyond. I must say this, and I rarely ever say this about CEOs, but the fact that he offered them the offer of a lifetime for a podcast, like, no bullshit. Like, he offered them, like, 500 mil guarantee. What's it called? Salary.
Yeah, 500K with each.
500K each.
And he reduced the time on their contract.
Like, by a year.
Yeah, so only 1 year left.
And on top of that, they would keep the intellectual property of Cardi by the end of the contract. Yeah. Like, who the fuck would not want that?
Yeah.
Like, so you're telling me if Barstool, a multimillionaire company, is going to back you up for the next year because the way Dave was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll back you up. We're just trying to generate some revenue back into Barstool. Yeah. Like, we need something, you know? And the fact that they didn't jump on that, I would have been like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man, I'd be ready. All right, well, fuck, Dave. You got to touch my pee-pee at that fucking point. 500 fucking G's? Sorry, man.
even before that, they were still making good money. Yeah.
So I know that their original contract, I know Alex had renegotiated towards the beginning of her.
Yeah, she asked for a raise.
Because she was doing all the editing and all the hard work, all that stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. But at the same time, they were making bonuses off of all the
merch.
They were making so much. I know they were making like 10%.
Okay.
I mean, which is still a lot for what was coming through. Yeah. But they were making the majority of their money through the bonus download bonuses, basically. Yeah, so, like, if they were hit, like, specific, like, tiers of bonuses, they would make money off of that. And Dave, the nice thing about Dave Pontia, he was like, he completely understand, like, hey, if you guys blow up on this, we'll renegotiate, we'll make it happen, we'll want you guys happy, you know? And I guess, like, fucking, apparently the whole situation is that Sophia doesn't want to, you know, but the problem that I see is, like, it's a he says, she said situation, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we don't really, nobody knows.
Nobody knows who's telling the truth.
Nobody knows, yeah. You know? My thing, though, I'd have to take the side with Dave, though. You know,
he's very impartial. Like, he said himself, like, he's very, like, impartial to the situation. So. Yeah,
you know, and he's very, like, from, because I've seen his other shit too, and he's a very transparent guy. Like, and the fact that he offered them, and the fact that he said, like, this is what I offered them, this is fucking, like, you know, like, it's now recorded. You know, for the fact that he threw it on the podcast, it's recorded. Like, there's like the legal, like, ramification that, like, well, it's said there, like, he's held. Because you know how, like, when you can't really hold much in court if there's no paperwork, technically.
Yeah.
But they can hold you in court through recording. Like, that's a fucking public podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact they said, like, yeah, this is what I offered them, never kind of didn't want to jump on that, is like, dude, it blows my mind. You know? Hey, Dave, if you ever see this, fucking hook us up.
You can touch his pee-pee. He'll take one for the team.
You could touch his calves.
Deal. I'll take that deal anyway.
You see me coming out of his eyes. Like,
it's not my fault.
It's not my it's fault. Not my Fuck fault. You. I'm on 70-30. I want 70% of the revenue. You're like, fine. He totally touched my calves.
Oh, shit.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be freaking hilarious.
You go into his office, you immediately come back out. You're like, he didn't even say it. He didn't even want anything.
I guess he already got enough from you.
He doesn't get enough from you. Oh, yeah, man. That'd be funny though. Fuck. Yeah, man. Like with the nerd atmosphere, man. I just want to have fun with it. I mean, hopefully it turns something big. Hopefully we entertain you. We keep, you know. Me, Michael, we're trying. This is a trial run, first episode, season two, you know, season two, episode one. I call it season two because brand new beginning. We got a co-host. It's co-hosts over here, me and Mike. We're gonna try to be a little bit more prepared and consistent.
Consistent.
Definitely want to be more constant.
Constant consistence.
Yeah, we're trying to be more consistent. Try to be more better. You know, prepared when it comes to. The stuff we want to talk about, and hopefully, like, you know, we could fucking convince somebody to be in the background and like give us information and shit, like when we ask for it and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Would you say that it's gonna be like a weekly thing or?
Probably, you know, weekly.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Weekly or biweekly, whatever, you know, whatever scheduling is a big thing, you know. But we're trying to keep it between like 30, max 40 minutes, very max. Yeah. Unless like we got really good shit to talk.
Yeah,
unless
we're going on a straight tangent.
People are like, Robert, fucking Michael, shut the fuck up. Finish the episode already. We got our fucking nerd.
You know what?
Don't send me nudes. I get in trouble.
Hey, if I get there.
I get in trouble. But send him all the nudes.
Oh shit. I don't want no dick pics. I'm cool.
I didn't specify. If Dave Ponce is gonna touch my PP, you better get all the nudes.
All right.
Change your number.
Hey, I'll look at it. I don't have to like it. Karens of the world.
Fuck. Yeah, but hope you guys like this episode. Hope you guys are excited. We got more shit coming through. We're going to be more prepared. We're going to have topics we're going to talk about. We're going to have, hopefully, you know, like just, we're probably going to have our laptops with us. You know, kind of just like going through and skimming through, you know, topics of like the nature we want to talk about, our weekly bullshit, you know. Yeah. All the crazy fun stuff, you know, whatever keeps you entertained. But
Stay tuned.
Backdrops are even going to change too. Yeah.
I'm excited. Let's see. Like I said at the beginning, let's see where this journey embarks.
This journey journeys. Like I said, if we end up in some fucking third world country because of this bullshit.
Next time you see us, we're going to be on some beach in like the middle, like the Caribbeans or some stuff.
I've always had this like scare of a fantasy. Like if the point where I got so drunk and I wake up in an airplane or like end up some third world country not knowing how the fuck did I get there.
That's a weird ass fear, bro.
Weird ass fear, but it's the real. But it's real.
Yeah, it can happen. You're right.
It can happen.
You're right. All right, it's okay. Time out. It's okay. Real quick, if anything happens to you, I got this. Hey, what's up? I'm Michael. I'll be your new host. You know, Robert can't be with us today.
He's stuck in some third world country. I don't know how he got there, but all I know is like he went on Delta Airlines, flight 207, like you know all the details.
I'm currently negotiating his deals. You know, I'm on my phone right now. Forget take his.
Yo, so
take
somebody sponsors or a major company pick us up. Fuck it, why not? You know, make his money.
White Claw.
Barstool. Hey. Yeah. Fancy backdrops. Maybe so. Probably not. Who knows? I don't know. We're trying to have fun with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully get some entertainment for people. No, right?
Absolutely. And everybody always needs entertainment.
Yeah.
People love new entertainment. People love, you know, funny shit. I mean, I hope we're funny. I would think we're funny. Just don't try to seduce me and seduce him.
Cool. I'll seduce him.
Shut the fuck up. All right. That's off camera bullshit. All right. No, not through the world to see it. All right. Well, hey, guys. Hope you guys liked today's episode. Like, comment, subscribe if you're on watching this on YouTube. Also, you guys can support us on Anchor.fm or you can listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. Peace.
Deuces.
Woo! Roll it out.
It falls. It falls. We should have made it fall. Hilarious.
I know. Matrix it. It's over, I swear.